Starting the show off today with a bit of Ocean Colour Scene and a track called 100 Mile High. I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. DJ Billy is the vinyl spinner. Which name do you prefer? Different personalities. Welcome if you're on YouTube. Not YouTube. What is it called? Twitch. Twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. We're going out live on the House of Prague. And, some feedback. We went out live for the first time on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Sadly, I wasn't listening, which was silly of me. But I'll listen this week. I've got to set an alarm on my phone because I'll forget. But it went out on Tuesday at 10, I believe, 10 p.m. And then it went out on Thursday morning at 7 or something, ridiculously early. So that's good. I mean, it's apparently going out into the world and we're different audience, maybe. We'll see. I'm not sure if we even get 90.1 FM here. In my co-op, because we live in a kind of in between. It's a good place for satellite reception, but apparently FM isn't very good here. We get AM fine, but FM, we're in a bit of a dip, and FM doesn't do well in dips. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, February 2nd. It's February. February. already. My band did a live show at Lana Lou's on Powell Street last night. It went very well. The band played very well. We didn't have a lot of people in attendance, but you may be able to hear my voice. I sang for about an hour. So it does have an effect on your voice when you wake up in the morning and have to do a radio show. I've just been checking the video this morning, and I always record it. Always do a video and check it out. Even before I went to bed last night, I said, I got to check myself out. I always do. It's that immediate feedback. Because when you're on stage, you don't have that. You're too busy playing to kind of take it all in. Anyway, we had some enthusiastic young ladies in the audience last night, and I thought that was funny. Let's get on with the music and stop blabbering about what's going on. We got lots of great music on the show today. We have some Quebec rock from Kevin Parent, Bird Songs of the Mesozoic, The Top Boost, Endless Boogie. What else? Fortran 5, The Breeders, Magnum, because Magnum has got a new album out, and I played some last week, and it was really good, and we're going to play some more. Some Red Rider, No Age, Transatlantic, Godo. So a lot of Canadian stuff in there as well. So I think, you know, the Canadian music needs to be put out into the world. All right, let's contradict myself here. This is a bit of classic Free and something called I'll Be Creepin'. We'll be right back. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM. Mr. Bryce Tabish and his band, the Bryce Tabish band, living in a number one. I should scroll this further out. Living in a numbers game, from 2023, local guys here from Vancouver. Bryce is an amazing singer and guitar player, and he plays in a couple of bands locally here. He plays in a cover band and he plays in his original band. I wish he'd do more originals. I have a mixed feelings about his CD. It's when you see him playing live, you just think there's more. There should be more going on. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's a good song, and he's got some good songs, and he's a good first outing from him, and he's definitely got some talent as far as singing and playing, and but it's Vancouver, and I think he should be kind of recognized. If he was in the States or something, or in Europe, I think he'd be doing way more. But I say that about everybody, so. Anyway, that's Bryce Tabish and a track called Taken at Night, and a classic free in there from the compilation The Free Story, originally from 1973, and a track called I'll Be Creeping. Yeah, so the lovely Demsey and I went down to Blaine, Washington on Monday. And we had a little excursion down there, because it's about a 40-minute drive from here. And so we got there, we picked up some stuff from the mailbox. And if you're for people who don't live near the border here, or not from Vancouver, people in Vancouver like to order things from the United States and have mailboxes in Blaine, where they go and pick it up and then bring it back. Now, it's kind of illegal to do that, but everybody does it because there was like 20 people in the mailbox place, and this was like on a Monday afternoon. So, we came across the border, and we came back. We were down there for about 2 hours, had a coffee, had a sit round. Nice little town is Blaine. And then we got stopped at the Canadian border coming back, got it inspected, and fined $270 for smuggling. Smugglers. And now, Demsey has it on her record for like 7 years that she was trying to traffic cosmetics and food supplements, or I don't know. Anyway, it's ridiculous. I mean, why go to the trouble of stopping people with stuff like that? I mean, the thing is that she'd ordered the same things from Mexico, and that's where it came from originally. Actually, came from Mexico to Texas, then Texas to Blaine, and she'd ordered that stuff before. And they delivered it to her house twice. And for some reason, this time, they didn't want to do that. So she picked it up in Blaine and had to pay the price. And we were stuck there for like 2 hours to pay the penalty. And border, it doesn't really matter which side of the border you're going down to the US or you're going back into Canada. They can be assholes when they want to be, because they got you by the nuts. And, they know it. So, they took apart my car looking for more illicit cosmetics and things. I could tell they'd been searching it, and because everything was kind of out of place. Why? I don't know. Whatever. I'm sure there's lots of people going across the border with stuff that they're not supposed to. So, but, I mean, you know, cosmetics. It's just not really on. Anyway, apart from that, we had a good time down there. And, I didn't get anything on my record, even though it was my vehicle. It was her product. So she's got the black mark. And, so who knows? Next time we'll go down. We have been going down like maybe 2 or 3 times a year now. So next time we go down, maybe we'll have a problem. But it doesn't show up on the American side, so we're still kind of free to go down and cross. It's just maybe coming back when they might get a little bit freaked out. I don't know. We'll find out next time we go. Anyway, that's our story. I'm sticking to it. All right, this is the theme from Rocky and Bullwinkle from Birdsong of the Mesozoic, from a Steal This Disc compilation on Raikyo Records. You remember those guys? Right here on the House of Prog and CJSF 90.1. Music Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
In the backyard, we're gonna have some party time. Don't you know? We're gonna get down real fine. Yes, we are.